Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Ben.
And this is another house meeting.
This is another house meeting, my friend. This is another house meeting.
We've become a band, which is quite fitting because we touch on that in today's house meeting.
We definitely do, yeah. It's raw, it's real, we go there.
And why not?
Why not? That's
it. It's a real journey. A
lot of podcasts don't go there.
And we do. We live there.
We live in your ear canal.
Yeah, and we set up shop. And we're selling our goods.
Do you know what we are? Edgy.
Yeah, strong and edgy.
Strong and edgy.
Clarky, have you got a word for us?
Good.
Strong, edgy, and good.
We are strong. Good. We are edgy. We are good.
That sounds to me like an iTunes review.
Whack it on iTunes.
Sounds like a 5 stars iTunes review.
Get in touch. Whack it on iTunes. Strong, edgy, good.
Yes. What else can you do? Oh, join the Patreon and give us your support. We always like that.
Yes.
And we can't really do it without you. So if you are listening along, please help us.
Yes. Every Thursday we put out a... Please help us. Every Thursday we put out a bonus episode for all of the $5 and above Patreons. So go to patreon.com/pappysflatshare and join the fun there.
Yes. We also do a drunk record quarterly for any $10 Patreons. And we've got one of those coming up soon.
And speaking of coming up soon, on the 10th of March, we're going to be welcoming Matt Lucas and Jenny Bede to a Flatshare Slamdown at the Phoenix in London.
Very exciting.
Very, very exciting. We've also got Joe Wilkinson booked for the 8th of April. That's also at the Phoenix. And we're going to be at the Mac Comedy Festival.
As always
at the Mac Comedy Festival on the Saturday and the Sunday doing midday shows. That's in May. So get your tickets from maccomedyfest.co.uk.
What a treat.
What a treat.
First of all, hunker down and enjoy this house meeting.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
I have got something to say.
Yeah?
It's not very interesting.
Okay, that's always a good start. You've got your notepad out.
Spiral notebooks?
Yes.
Like this, with the spiral spine?
Yeah.
Have to be one of the most successful crap designs that have stayed the course.
That's still going? Because they always come apart.
They fundamentally don't work.
Yeah.
Like that bit when it's, you know what, you know, listener dear, if you know the type of notebook where you have like a black
piece of wire
coil thing,
a coiled spring
going up the spine.
Yeah.
And then about 2 weeks in, it starts to come off some of them.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck trying to push it back into some of them.
Yeah, because it's sort of like got a little sort of loop, sort of two loops that connect to each other.
Right.
And the idea is, I guess, to kind of be able to get the paper out quite easily. But what it means is that the paper comes out quite easily.
Yeah. I think it's like the ease is to fold it back on itself, isn't it? Because a notepad with like a straight spine, you have to like break the spine or it kind of shuts on you.
Then those bits always come out of the hole. The top bits that are supposed to stay in come out. And I was just thinking, someone got away with this. Someone got away with it.
Well, you're also thinking, because you've brought one out of your bag.
I brought it out.
It's a design that you don't enjoy, but you're still committing to.
Yes.
Because there are other notebooks out there.
There are.
You can get the exercise book style notebook with the staple in there. You can get the hard-backed notebook with the spine.
Have you got a preference?
No, just whatever someone has bought me.
Exactly.
People tend to buy them for me as gifts.
good gift, a notebook.
It's a lovely, lovely gift. A nice moleskin if they're being really fancy, or just
the one of your under the tree presents, or
get a little moleskin under the tree. But if not,
Lord Fauntleroy?
If not a moleskin, then the sort of moleskin knockoffs. But usually a hard note.
Do you know what I think? Sorry to interrupt.
No, not at all.
Do you know what I think a notebook says when you buy it for someone? It says, "I think you're an interesting person."
Yeah.
Oh.
You've got ideas.
I think it's a big
compliment.
This
is like a blank
buying
book.
Someone a notebook, because it's like, you'll fill this, you need this. Stick something in that.
Yeah.
Whereas when you buy someone a pre-written notebook, it says,
"These are my ideas.
I've used up a notebook."
Yeah.
And I don't know why I'm giving it to you. Yeah. I panicked.
Do you always give me those, Tom?
Because I want you to contribute, Ben.
Do you throw old notebooks away?
No.
Or do you always keep on?
Always keep hold of them.
Until people come around and burn them.
What?
No. Because of my dangerous ideas, baby. I've got notebooks going back to 98.
Have you?
97.
Have you?
I've never thrown away a notebook, I don't think.
One of the things losing a notebook is tough going, isn't it?
It is.
But they are little sort of documents of what you're up to at the time.
Yes.
And which I like a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
The thing, I like it as a sort of catalogue of you know,
You famously use catalogs for notebooks.
I do use catalogs.
Just leave
for notebooks,
little notes.
I know. I just circle the items I want people to buy me as gifts,
and then give it to them.
Just give it to people. Say, look, in fact, giving somebody a circled Argos catalog, that's not a great gift, is it? Now I think it's not. I'm really.
They got it for free.
Do you know? Yep. You know you got it for free.
And a catalog's still going.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
They can't have long left, right?
Well, I mean, if you look at it's like the Yellow Pages nowadays. You see the Yellow Pages. Thin as a credit card. No one's using the Yellow Pages anymore.
Wow, I've not seen it.
The big glossy.
That's how thin it is.
You
probably got one flat on your doormat.
There you go.
The big glossy catalogs that your mums used to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they still going?
Yeah. The Argos catalog still exists.
I know the Argos catalog still exists.
That's a glossy catalog.
The Freeman's catalog.
Oh, yeah, I think that still exists.
Those big boys that are delivered to your door.
Big boys.
Where?
Because they're big, they were always bigger than the Argos catalogue.
Is the Freeman's bigger than the Argos catalogue?
Yeah, they were like a good old fashioned catalogue.
I don't think I know this Freeman's one. What's this Freeman's business?
It was one of the catalogues.
Yeah, it was just. it was a catalogue for it was never a shop.
No,
it was like a proto Amazon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you'd look at the items in it. You'd fill in the little page at the back of what you wanted to order. You'd post that.
It was your old school catalog,
and then they would post the stuff to you. Yeah, as opposed to the Argos catalog, which I think presumably was more to sort of look up your items, go to an Argos, order the items, pick them up from that little back room. Yeah.
Yeah. But like these home delivery catalogs, they can't be doing a roaring trade anymore. But they were like proper substantial bits of business.
They had everything in
there. Your mum's catalogues were big. They take up a lot of space in your house as well. They were big boys.
Did you keep the old catalogues?
Sometimes. They were around for a long time in the house. Like, you know, you'd be familiar with to entertain yourself, you'd go through the catalogue. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I loved it. You'd go through and you would just
allow one pick per
item
page.
From a page.
Yes, that's right.
That was what I used to do.
And first pick sticks.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you couldn't pick the same. That's what we used to play.
Open it on a double page and just go, yeah, you've got to get something. Yeah. You've got to get it. Yeah.
And so you take the risk of either being the first one down, so you stand a chance of getting the best one.
Oh, hold on. This was a group game for you then.
Yeah. So that you go through with me and my sister used to do it. So be like, catalogs open, bang, whatever you get for whatever your finger's on, you get. So obviously it's either quick on the draw or take a bit of time.
Take a bit of time.
Hope to see who flinches first.
And get a really, really good gift.
Get the big Nerf gun.
Yes,
you know.
Please.
But would you only open it in the kind of kid, because there's the toys and kids section, isn't there?
We'd do that, but then we'd also do like...
Yeah.
And I also remember we'd do, obviously, as teenage boys, we'd sometimes do the underwear section.
Oh, which underwear are you going
to
buy?
Which bra we'd like to buy our future partners.
Sure.
You know, we'd be planning ahead. But, all, you know, I can't really... and the sports section as well, of course. You'd be big on, like, tracksuits and stuff.
Sure.
Oh, hours wild away doing the catalogue.
You know what I always wanted was anything that was vaguely related to like playing the guitar or kind of music or anything like that. So all of the things, yes. Even if it was designed for like a very little child, like a kind of microphone that was designed for a three-year-old,
yes,
I would still be...
Well, it's the right height for you.
It's a perfect height for me, exactly. It's a perfect height for me. So
you're actually speaking into one right now.
That's right, yeah, yeah. So I had that. I probably got that like when I was about 16 or 17, a microphone that you could press like, with your feet, you could press buttons on it and it would sound give applause effects. And sound oh, effects yeah. and stuff. And it was, you know.
You brought it to university, I think.
I did bring it to university. Yeah, yeah. Loved it. Loved that. But, you know.
Catalogs were kind of like a precursor to the internet.
My brother.
Do you think Tim Berners-Lee saw? I'm sorry.
No, your brother's Tim Berners-Lee?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Your brother.
Bloody hell.
My brother was super into this catalog called Innovations.
I remember the Innovations catalogue.
A little catalogue.
Used to come around at Christmas time.
And it was just full of like tech.
Novelty stuff.
Yeah. It was the gadget shop in catalogue form,
exactly,
wasn't it?
Exactly, yeah. But so, and everything was like, oh my God, look at this.
Well, it was some of that and some of like, this is a desktop snooker table.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. Executive toys.
Executive toys.
The stuff that's a bit older than your years. So you think, I'm going to have this forever. This Newton's cradle. Is going to last me for a while.
Yeah, do you remember I got my Newton's cradle when I was about 14 and thought, I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
I've made it.
I'm going to have that on my glass
desk. I felt so sophisticated with a Newton's cradle.
So when you buy a Newton's cradle, you think, I'm never going to have to buy another Newton's cradle.
Yeah, of course.
And that is true. But not for the reasons you think.
Do you think you can get a Newton's cradle app now? We're living in the future.
What... The Newton's Cradle was intended to be a sort of calming influence on the busy businessman, right?
I think so.
That was what it was intended for.
Odd that the Newton's Cradle stuck around for so long, right? It was a real success.
Yeah. The Newton's Cradle, I put it alongside the thing...
The spiral notebook.
Not so much the spiral notebook as the thing that was made out of several... sort of pins,
yes,
that you could push your hand into or your face into, and it would make the shape of that thing.
Yes, yes.
And so, if you saw that in the gadget shop, of course, what you did is you stuck your one
stuck
finger
your
up,
one finger up,
put it on there, pop it back on the shelf. Yeah, that was always the thing. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So we're flipping.
And the same with the Newton's cradle, you'd flip it the bird, just put it back on the shelf.
Yeah, you'd trap your fingers.
Fuck it, you, Newton.
I found with the Newton's cradle is that the strings all got tangled up.
Exactly. It was quite frustrating. It was an executive toy.
Yeah.
Hey, executive toys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a great bit of marketing, isn't it? Because they're not very executive. Like
stress no, ball, yeah.
They give you an illusion of like, oh, the executives have this, but it's like
a putter.
They're always like it's never the executive that has it. It's always the zany knob in the office. But they
I don't
can't
think
call
it's
them
even
zany,
that. I think
zany
it is
knob in the office. Toys.
Probably 16-year-olds,
teenagers,
yeah, who are like, oh, this is what adults are into.
There was that pink stress ball, wasn't there? That little like flat-headed,
yeah,
in like a flower pot.
Yeah,
remember that. It's like a pink egg-shaped head.
I had one of those. Yeah, you just grab it and squeeze it, and it burst.
Whoa!
You were stressed.
I was real stressed, baby. I didn't burst.
Well,
your
Newton cradle had just tangled up. In this.
It's because you were on your knees shouting into your microphone. It's really uncomfortable, man.
So it burst in a cupboard, and I didn't realise. And then one time I went to like, I don't know, get some CDs or something. I was like, why are these CDs stuck to the bottom of the cupboard? And the stress ball had burst and all of this kind of...
Was it pink?
No. It's
damn
like,
it.
It was like a clear Yoo-hoo glue.
Yeah.
It was like full of that kind of stuff. So like, it's like, you know, the same thing that if you ever, you know, like it's the same thing that Stretch Armstrong was full of, I guess. It was that sort of...
What?
That sort of thing. Do you remember Stretch Armstrong?
Oh, yeah. I remember Stretch Armstrong.
You're telling me he wasn't full of organs, blood?
I hope not.
He had stretchy organs.
I stretched the fuck out of that Stretch Armstrong.
He had magic powers.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird to think there's like, I know this is quite an obvious thing to say, but like.
I can't wait for it.
Imagine someone owned a Newton's Cradle factory and someone was like, like married the person. So like imagine having a conversation of like, what does your wife do? Oh, she owns a Newton's Cradle factory. And it's like, does she? It's like, yeah, they make Newton's Cradles. And it's like, imagine every day being about Newton's Cradle production. That must have been a life someone.
Do you think
that the start of the production line, you'd put it on and that one would ping right off the end?
You just swing it onto the conveyor belt and out it pings.
Do you think
it's the same in the cafeteria?
It's one company making the whole lot of Newton's Cradles, though. Is it like going to be... I mean,
well,
like,
someone's got copyright on Newton Cradles.
No. Sorry, I didn't phrase that.
Famously.
I didn't phrase that right. I mean, is it one factory that just makes Newton's Cradles? Do you think that's what it is? Or do you think it's there's an executive toy factory where they're also making, I don't know, a Slinky as well?
But you think about the component parts of that, and it's like you'd have to have a Slinky department. Because the machines are going to be so different.
Yeah, you're right.
I often think this about factories. It blows my mind that, is that really how it works? Does a factory just make the one thing? Or can they kind of adapt and change what they make?
If anyone works in a factory...
Let us know.
Are there factories that make multiple things?
I think...
There has to be. In fact, don't bother letting us know. We are thick as fuck.
Oh, there are factories that make multiple things.
I'll tell you what.
I want to know.
Just send us a tweet telling us how fucking thick we are. Because never... there's not a day goes by when I don't need to be reminded that I am thick as a plank covered in pig shit. Jesus Christ. I genuinely think I have got thicker in the last year and a half.
Yeah, I'm quite enjoying getting thicker.
Yeah?
I'm kind of embracing it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And by thicker, I mean I've got a big booty.
and it does not lie.
And it does not quit. How do you enjoy getting thicker? Stop caring about being thick, don't you?
Yeah, and also I think the older I get, the more I realise, like, you don't need to know, like...
Anything.
I think increasingly the pursuit of knowledge outside of your... day-to-day stuff is to demonstrate that you have that knowledge,
sure,
rather than use it. And I think people like to demonstrate their knowledge. And when you're young, you use the demonstrating knowledge to prove to people that you're smart so you can do things. But actually, you don't need a lot of that knowledge.
But
I think once you realise that, you can jettison the pursuit of knowledge.
Tom, I agree with you. I agree with you. But I unfortunately...
becoming less ambitious.
Don't have any emotional intelligence either. And that is the thing. That's a problem.
That's a concern.
That is a concern. I have no intelligence of any kind.
You've got to have found one part of... there must be something you can boast intelligence at.
No. You know, back in the day...
You're not even wise?
No, I'm not a wise man.
I'd say that actually, because I always thought that I would get kind of my mastermind... kind of round.
Chair. Yeah, okay.
from the innovation catalog. Yeah.
Final page. Dun, 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 dun. You just gradually accrue this like really amazing office. And then be like, I need a job. Shit, man.
Shit.
I've got the rest, but I'm unqualified to do anything.
I've got a briefcase. I've got an indoor bow and arrow.
Fuck. Into a bow and arrow.
But hope that my office is kind of some Hunger Games style situation.
I've got a treadmill. I'm knackered. I'm broke.
House meeting.
What's the worst thing you've considered eating?
House meeting.
Greetings, listener dear. Sorry to interrupt your Flat Slam listening pleasure, but I'm here to just tell you about my solo show. Tom Parry, Parryoke, will be at the Soho Theatre from the 25th to the 28th of March. And come along and enjoy yourself. Basically, if you're a fan of one third of the podcast, where it's just me talking, it'll be a bit like that. But don't let that put you off. Come along and have a good time. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
House meeting.
Cold rain or hot snow? What is sleeting?
House meeting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I always thought, like, oh, I'll kind of get a specialist subject, but I just, it's just not happening.
You're not really interested in anything. You can't be bothered to do any research.
I mean, well, I'm getting to the point where I can always remember being like, oh, I don't think my dad's very interested in, like, film. Or,
yes.
Like, so I'd be like, what's your favourite film this year? And he'd be like, ah, I don't know, they're all films. And obviously when you're 18, you're like, no. These are the films of the year or whatever it is, or like this music. And then as you get older, but that, I film myself becoming that completely.
That also,
like,
goes,
they're films.
That also goes away, doesn't it? I mean, I think...
There's so many films.
I think with... with music, I don't... I still listen to music all the time and I still look for new music that I haven't heard before. Not necessarily being made in 2020.
Not necessarily good music.
Well, famously, you're a member of Britannia, aren't you?
Still a member of Britannia, yeah.
Of a catalog.
Get your innovations catalogue.
Do you know what? And I think, actually, $17.99 to get a copy of Stars by Simply Red every month. I think I filled the form in wrong, but I think it's actually a bargain, nevertheless. I love the cassettes. I still try and listen to, try and find bands I've not heard before and try and listen to music. But with films, like, you know, this is going to come out a little bit later, but the Oscars were yesterday.
Right.
And I couldn't give a toss. I used to care so much. We used to stay up for the Oscars.
Yeah.
And now I haven't watched any of the little clips of the speeches. I haven't. I know that Parasite won big because I had Radio 4 on when I was giving Cleo her breakfast this morning. But... That could easily pass me by as well. So I think you just stop caring about those sort of things.
When does that happen, do you think? What's the transition? Like, is it a 30s thing?
I think it's a personality thing, isn't it? You just sort of go, oh God, you just realise stuff's never going to end.
Is this a midlife crisis?
Is it a midlife crisis?
Well, I don't know, or does this come before the crisis?
Yeah, I wouldn't describe it as a crisis.
I think this is the bit where you're enjoying this period of your life, and then you hit a crisis,
and then you're suddenly like, I do care about everything.
Yes,
and now I've got to start a band.
Yeah, I need a band and a sports car.
I still think about starting a band all the time. I'd still.
Well, you still order things from the catalogue.
Yeah, that's the problem. Would someone like to start a band with me? All Fisher Price instruments. We're only going to do Daniel Johnson songs. It's just little me banging away on a little miniature piano. But I think that's, yeah, I think, I don't see this as a crisis at this stage. I just see it as...
It's the calm before the storm.
This is the slide into the crisis. Yeah, this is the bit where you're going like, wee, this is nice.
Yeah.
And then you go off the slide and like go, oh God.
Yeah.
Jacket.
Do you know
what's your midlife crisis going to be? Like, how do you think it's going to manifest itself? Got any plans?
Have you planned a midlife crisis? Because I surely it will take you by surprise, don't you?
No, yeah, but you do. But, like, well, can you anticipate then, what that's going to be?
I think I know.
Maybe. Oh, you do. Yeah. Okay, go on.
I think it'll be because I've almost, this has almost happened to me before. I will get very into a band and I'll want to see them on every date of the tour. I think that might be, and I know people have done that who have gone right. Just love the Arctic Monkeys. I'm going to follow them around on tour. And it was basically it was a midlife crisis for this guy.
Yeah.
And
Was it a member of the Arctic Monkeys?
Yeah. Weirdly, it was the bassist who left. He starts following them around again. And the other thing is tats.
Tats is always a danger.
Tats is always in the back of the mind.
At first, I was like, guys, that's not the middle. You know,
I'm going to start paying my tax.
I'm going to finally start paying my tax.
It's a yearly crisis.
I'm no longer going to live off the grid. I'm going to start paying my tax. And I think tattoos and following a band around, because it's the closest I get to being like a child is when I go and see music of a band I really, really like. When I went and saw, Charlie and I went to see Jeff Rosenstock at the... at the Fighting Cocks, that little pub in Kingston where they do Outside the Box.
Yeah.
You know? So like a tiny little, you know, there was probably 120 people there in a room that should have probably only had about 100. It was packed. Really, really fun. But afterwards, I like went up to the band and I was going to the drummer like, oh my God, you're a really good, like it was really embarrassing for Charlie. You're such a good drummer. I think you're amazing. Oh, can I have a photo with you, please? And it's like, I didn't feel sad. I didn't feel like a saddo. I felt totally elated. This feels like the excitement I had when I was, you know, a 14-year-old kid listening to Nirvana.
Yes.
It was that kind of like, this is so important and people don't even understand. It was that kind of thing. So I think it will probably manifest itself in that kind of way.
That's quite a nice crisis, I think. That's a nice one.
Let's not call it a nice.
I'm rerunning a lot of organisations.
We just want to take the edge off.
What have you got, Clarky, in the old Hurt Locker?
Tank, yeah.
I'm going to buy a tank.
I'm going to buy a tank.
Okay, super furry animal style. Yeah. I could see that.
Just drive it around to festivals.
Stick a tank in your garden.
Probably something like a motorbike.
Do you think so? Could you see yourself on a motorbike?
I've had inklings of it in the past where I was like, oh, maybe I'd quite like a motorbike, and it's gone. And at the moment, I feel like it's completely gone.
Do you know what?
I don't want one at all.
We've got to get Clarky a motorbike catalogue.
Exactly. Oh. That's it. A midlife crisis catalogue. There could be money here.
I think that
there could be money in
the gadget
their
shop
hills.
Is a midlife crisis catalogue, isn't it?
I think we could set up a website.
This is fun.
Which is like it, you know, it sells all, and then it's like you're having your midlife crisis. Come to us. We're going to sort it out. You know, you go to people who sort out your hen and stag do's for you.
Yes,
it's like we could be like midlife crisis managers. And it's like, that's our job, midlife crisis management.
Yeah,
it's like, come with us, we'll sort you through it. You'll be able to do this, this and this. You'll purchase that. And then don't worry, we'll pop you off at the end.
And then, we'll give you like
just
a good price on everything you need to get rid of at the end of it. Because we'll
buy it back and we'll recycle it along.
It's not a bad idea,
go
actually.
Go outside, look at the rabbits, and then we come behind. Of midlife crisis and men. Well, there could be money there,
yes,
you know.
That's good. I like it.
I don't know if we'd be able to operate under one factory.
Is there one factory that's got...
That's where we make the motorbikes.
We're going to do it all in the Newton's Cradle factory.
There's the divorce office.
Yeah, because that's...
There's the band rehearsal room. Okay, get in there.
That's the big thing we're sort of glossing over at the moment. We're sort of accentuating the apparent positives, but a lot of midlife crisis is...
Problems.
Is leaving the family, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
But we will help with that as well.
We'll make a smooth
transition. No. You know, it's all we'll deal with everything.
What have you got?
We'll contact the family, let them know you're in a good place.
He's having a wobble.
Yeah.
He'll be back in a few
months. People will pay money for us to do this. This is how you make the big bucks.
Listen, what is your midlife crisis? What have you got planned?
I've set up this business.
This is your...
Yeah.
I think Parry's having a midlife crisis. He's pumped all his money into a midlife crisis business.
I've become a midlife crisis guru. That is my midlife crisis.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I could see you being a guru, though. You grow out the beard, you wear long flowing robes. You do
Stop wearing shoes,
yeah. That could be... That's the other thing as well, is that I could always, that's always on the, somewhere in the back of my mind is the new agey, hippy dippy, you know, getting into crystals. Yeah. That's always there kind of, I do little bits of that, but I haven't gone full Lou Sanders.
Yes.
You've
dabbled.
I've dabbled in the crystal
with
healing.
Lou Sanders.
In fact, every time I've been to all of the things I've done with Lou. Like all of those sort of new agey type things. Some of the things have stuck, and I now do them independently.
You've got crystals stuck.
I've got a few crystals. Right. I've got a few crystals stuck, but you know what? I have had absolutely wonderful luck.
Just pop one in your mouth, and then like a Newton's cradle, it'll fly out the other end.
You just don't want the return journey. That's the problem.
Newton's crystals.
Newton's crystals straight through you. Oh, yikes alive.
The Midlife Crisis Management Company. Sounds like a band, ironically. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of old guys.
Because I think that's
I quite like that band title.
That's what I would hope I would do. I would probably...
That's really good, actually.
The Midlife Crisis Management Company.
Yeah. Or, I would maybe, you know what, my other worry is, with the midlife crisis thing, is that I would form a band with some other dads, you know. I'm actually in a WhatsApp group called Dad Band.
Yes.
With a few other names that we've talked about maybe doing a dad band.
But that's a group of people who've banned their fathers from the right. You've all got problematic dads.
Yeah. Meghan Markle's in the group. It's just me and Meghan Markle actually. And I didn't realise she was going to take my advice quite so literally, but apologies to the rest of the country. But my worry is that, like, midlife crisis, that's fine, you know. I play a bit of music, you know, that's great. My worry is that I would take it on to then, you know, doing a gig at my kid's school.
Problems.
Oof. You know, that is that kind of thing where it spills out into, you know, it's...
I had a little bit of that flavour when I was growing up. My brother a couple of times played in bands that went into the school.
Really?
So he did it when I was in junior school. And it was brilliant.
Yeah,
that's very cool. Everyone was like, "Oh, your brother's like a rock star."
Yeah,
they wanted like autographs and all sorts. And I was like, "This is brilliant." And then it happened again in secondary school, and I was like, "This is going to be great." And it wasn't.
That's the thing. Everything changes, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's a bit like why when I was a supply teacher, I much preferred teaching supply in the primary schools because the kids just go, "Oh yeah, you're the teacher." Whereas if you show up in a room full of 14-year-olds and say, "I'm the teacher," every part of your, you know, like every part of your look, the way you speak, everything is to be, you know, just because they're not comfortable in themselves.
Yeah.
Little kids, you know, they don't care about what other people think. When you get to sort of 14, 15, 16, that's when you start caring. And then I guess as well, when you get to our age, you care as well. And that's sort of why the midlife crisis happens. When people go, actually, do you know what? I don't want to care about what people think anymore. I'm starting a band. I'm playing in my kid's school.
This feels like it's got quite real for you, this chat. Like,
it's right there, man. It could happen.
I can tell. I can tell. This has become close to home, baby.
Why are we talking about it if it's not close to home? Plenty of stuff we could talk about. I've got no... It turns out I did know my mastermind subject. Being perilously close to a midlife crisis.
This is quite real.
But
contact me and Clarky. We'll sort you out. We'll be able to take you through this.
No way, man. Not you guys. Do you not realise that actually, hanging out with you still is part of an ongoing midlife crisis?
A
midlife crisis has been going on since the late 90s.
It's got to be a new, like, for 2020, I bet a lot of midlife crisis people start a podcast. Has to be.
Oh, absolutely.
Has to be. Like, yeah. It's a good job. We've been podcasting for a long time now, so it can't manifest itself, but there's going to be a lot of dads and moms out there being like, do you know what? We'll just start podcasting.
Do you know what, though? A dad and mom podcast is not a bad idea. You know, there must be some good, like, new parents doing a podcast. That must be a thing, right?
Chris, surely. Doesn't Ramsay do one?
Oh, they do actually. The Shag Married Annoyed.
There you go.
See? That's a midlife crisis. He's managed to parlay into a fantastic, you know, they've got a book. He was on Strictly.
Our midlife crisis will be stopping podcasting.
Yeah.
That's sad. Because we're in it, we'll be like, do you know what? We're not podcasting anymore. And then 3 years later, the reunion tour.
3 years later, we come back licking our wounds, tail between our legs, and say, I need to get the band back together. Because the band I formed,
ironically,
are banned from my kids' school.
House meeting. I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
Well, there you go. We became quite pertinently aware of our age during that.
We really did. We looked inside.
We started that podcast as young men and we finished it as old dudes.
I don't know if... I think 50% of that is true and it's the second half. Yes, we it got real. I'm not afraid to admit that.
No.
But...
that's what you need sometimes.
The realness.
You've got to... You know what? We're never going to survive unless we get a little crazy.
Not my words. The words of...
Seal.
Yes, I know.
Tired now.
Seal.
Come on, brain.
Another old dude as well.
Oh, God bless the old dudes. They don't get enough press.
I tell you, the old DJ did get some press. Those Hatton Garden robbers.
Oh, and they get films made after them. And
would you consider all that sorts. A midlife crisis?
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah!
To revisit the topic,
of course.
Do you think robbing Hatton Gardens is a midlife crisis?
Yes, of course it is.
So you know what?
Full scale is
forming a band is not that bad.
Well, let's wait until we hear the band.
I could just see you going, I just wish you'd robbed Hatton Garden instead.
Hatton Garden Robbery is a good title for a band as well.
The Hatton Garden Robbery.
Yeah, there you go. For a band full of old dudes.
Band full of pensioners. I love it.
Well, look after yourselves, dear listener.
And each other.
And if you enjoyed it, then leave a review on iTunes and all the usual gubbins.
Yep.
But otherwise, stick around for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. All that's left for us to tell you is that today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding for the Neighbourhood Patreon Watch roll call. All aboard.
Yar. Oh. We be about to leave the dock. And let me tell you, the water's choppy. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be hard. But don't worry, because in the crow's nest is Patrick Garrard.
It's going to be a hard few months on the ocean. Oh. On the briny sea. It's going to be a shit.
I wanted it to be easy.
Fucking hell, we're pirates.
And to last a few days.
I'm afraid it's going to be a hard few months. Oh, and a hard few months on the briny sea. But don't worry.
What?
Don't worry. For entertainment. I've got me parrot here on my shoulder. I've got me parrot. I've got me parrot here on my shoulder. Yes. Listen to its many wonderful squawks. It can squawk many names.
What?
For example.
No.
The name of Joe Hawks. There, me heart.
We'll be looking forward to this voyage.
It's a long time at sea.
Fucking hell.
I hope it's going to be easy.
Hey, fingers crossed.
I miss my wife.
Me
too.
What are you on about?
We're friends.
Yeah. We all miss your wife.
We miss her. She makes a great cake.
She does. A pirate cake.
And she's witty with it too.
She is.
She's the witty cake maker.
Miss my kids.
He misses his kids.
So do we.
We miss your kids. They make
kids.
A great cupcake.
And they're strong with it
and
as
they're
well.
Strong with it.
Yeah.
But most of all.
I
miss my garden.
He misses his garden.
Yeah, so do we.
It's a great garden.
A fine garden.
But
great,
of course, so.
Great garden to eat a cake in.
So does my first mate.
Who's that then?
Christian Harden.
You did very well there.
Thank you.
Christian Harden.
Yar, crew, gather round. I got some news. It's going to be a hard journey.
Bullshit.
Here we're going to be away for 2 years.
For 2 years. That's 24 months.
And even worse than that, someone's done a shit on the floor.
No. It can't be me. I've got a wooden arse.
It can't be you. You've got a wooden arse. What about you? Is it you?
No, it's not me. I am a parrot.
What? Well, in that case, it can only be Mark Shaw.
Mark Shaw. He shat on the floor.
There it is.
Oh, you know what?
What's that?
It's going to be a hard few decades, Alessi.
For fuck's sake.
I'm afraid so. It's going to... I don't think I've quite captured pirate's accent here.
No. We'll be sailing to Ireland, do we?
We'll be sailing to Ireland, no. Oh. And I tell you now.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I gotta pay me tax. Yeah. Oh, before we set sail, when you bribe, I'm paying me tax. Luckily, I got a good accountant, Ewan Lomax. I may tax him. Yeah, Lomax for tax. Well, it's a long voyage. It's a long voyage, lad. But don't worry, I've downloaded some podcasts to listen to while I'm away.
That's great, you know, news there, boys.
Fortunately, some of the best content is hid behind a paywall.
Oh, no. Cruel sea. The sea's a cruel mistress.
Oh, join the Patreon, by the way.
But thankfully, my pal, he's got them all. It's James Mayno. Oh,
hey, land ahoy!
Our dry land.
That concludes this week's Neighbourhood Watch. Roll cruise.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.